I have to say that the program which I presented yesterday was not selected by me. I gave some propositions to how to put the films together, and the festival selected the films. My idea was mainly to show how Orson Welles dealt with television, with a new medium. And as I said in my introduction, I see Orson Welles as the artist of the last century, of the 20th century, who used all these mass medias he could use. That means he started in theater, then he went to radio, he went to film, and of course he also was fascinated by television, and in the later years he was also totally fascinated by video. In the last years of his life, he preferred to send videotapes instead of letters, filmed short videos in which he addresses himself directly to the producer and was telling the new project and explaining the new project in front of a camera. So the television program consisted on early works he did in the mid-50s, and in my eyes his masterpiece for television was The Fountain of Youth. A film which is in my eyes very innovative. He is using all the techniques he could have used, and a lot of television directors never used all these possibilities Orson Welles develops in this short film. He has changing backgrounds, he has changing sounds all the time. He is appearing in the film again and again as a narrator who is commenting the story, who is telling the story, who is even telling the dialogues of the actors. And there are even some scenes in which you can see the actors doing the dialogues, but you hear the voice of the narrator saying the dialogues. And it's incredible, and I love this short film. The other things I showed are the films he did in the 60s. He always wanted to do a big success in America, in American television, and he was never successful to do. His biggest success in television in America were only his guest appearances in talk shows. But he was not able to establish his own talk show or ever to have one of his television movies he shot aired in one of the main channels in America. He did something for European television channels, but all his American projects were not aired or they were not finished. And the film we showed, Orson Welles' London, was also meant for an American television station. It was completely new in style for Orson Welles. He met some of the comedians in the 60s in London. The people from which in the end Monty Python came from, and some of the collaborators of Monty Python were also collaborators of Orson Welles. And you can see suddenly a complete new style. Orson Welles doing sketches, playing most of the parts himself. So there are a lot of scenes in which he is talking with himself in different masks. And it is a real comedy. He always wanted to do a comedy, but was never able to do a big feature film which was a comedy. He wrote a wonderful screenplay, Operation Cinderella, in the 50s, and was hopefully starting to produce it, but it was cancelled in the last moment. So London is the only piece by himself which shows a real comedy by Orson Welles. We could restore it because Oya Koda, who worked with Orson Welles in the last years of his life, gave all the material of the unfinished films to Munich Film Museum. And our task is to restore this material and to find a way to present it to the public. So my task for the last 6 years is, among all the other tasks as a director of a film museum, to care for this material and to find a way to put it together in short films, in documentaries, and so on, which is a tremendous work, and it is very difficult with Orson Welles, who changed his films again and again and again. And we have these fragments, sometimes three or five versions of the same fragment, and to find a way to show it to the audience and to give you a feeling how he worked. In this respect, I think Merchant of Venice, the short film we called Orson Welles' Shylock, is very interesting, because in this film we used the unedited material of his Shylock monologues he shot in the 70s, where you can see how he shot a film. You see him in front of a camera doing several attempts to speak the monologue, not using a clap, talking to the cameraman, shoot it again, don't stop the camera. And it is a very touching piece in my eyes. The film itself, I have to say, he adapted The Merchant of Venice several times from the 30s until the end of his life for different medias, for television, for radio, and also for the big screen with this Merchant of Venice film from 69, which unfortunately survives only in a short fragment of 9 minutes. We don't know what happened to the other reels. Orson Welles claimed always that they were stolen, but it was only a work print. He never finished it completely. Yeah, the London material as well as the Merchant of Venice material was meant to be part of a project for American television called Orson's Bag. Orson traveling through Europe and filming in London, in Vienna and in Venice. So the occasion to do something in Venice, he used to do his last Shakespeare film, let's say. Later he tried to do King Lear, but he was not able to shoot anything of King Lear. But Merchant of Venice, he shot about 40 minutes work print, and only 9 minutes survive. Why he didn't finish these films is not easy to know. He always claimed that the television station suddenly stopped sending him money. And he thought it was for political reasons, that the tax authorities went in contact with the television station, and so they didn't send the money to him anymore. So after a while he tried in 71 to finish some of the material by his own, with his own money, but he never came to an end, especially when he lost the original sound for an episode in the London film, The Four Clubmen. He eventually gave up with his project. Something about Gina?
Viva l'Italia!
Yeah, the film about Gina Lollobrigida, in my eyes, is another masterpiece of Orson Welles' work for television. He developed a certain style for documentaries in television, which is very close to Fountain of Youth. That means he, the author and narrator, is always present in the narration off-screen, but mainly also as the Orson Welles with the microphone going through the scenery. And in the film about Italy, he leads you to different places, and I like it very much how he deals with you. He announced at the beginning that he will visit Gina Lollobrigida, but the visit is only in the last 3 minutes, and through the whole film he leads you to different actors, to Vittorio De Sica. He talks about Italy and the customs in Italy, and you would not believe that you really meet Gina Lollobrigida in the end. So it is a typical thing by Orson Welles. He, as the author, is dictating what he wants to show you of Italy, and it's not an objective documentary like the usual things for television.